Good afternoon and welcome to Home Run with Hermta Nadwaita on Eagle FM. And I'm here, there's no I in team. We're here until the hour of, the hour of 11. Mind the gap is still stuck in my head. But don't worry, that's a Sunday thing now. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. Yeah, now that's a Sunday thing now, and I'm really digging it because I got to play comedian and DJ rolled all into one. The time is 25 minutes left to the hour of 5, so I'm here until the hour of 6. That gives us an hour and 25 minutes to talk about today's subject, which is illegal drugs. Let me be specific. Pardon me. Because more often when we say drugs, you know that there are drugs that are legal, right? Because your paracetamol, for example, they are drugs, or basically all prescription drugs, those are legal. Now, those are not the type of drugs that we are going to be talking about today. The one that we're going to be talking about are the illegal ones, the ones that are considered dangerous. Now, who is defining what is dangerous and what is not? Don't ask me. I have no idea. I just read the reports and just, ask a lot of questions based on that report. Today's report, on today's subject, the main report that we're going to be using is coming from the United Nations, came out in June, and that report is based on illicit drugs, basically globally. And before you start asking questions like, why are we talking about this? Well, because this is a global problem. Any lover of history understands that, any lover of history, especially anyone that have read, just a fraction of, Chinese history understands that there's something fascinating about how the world works, not how it works on paper, but how it works in reality. Because more often, a bunch of things that you find written on paper, that's not how the reality in the real world works. Which is why engineering students have recently been put in a pot and been cooked for a while. This is, engineering graduates locally here in Namibia have been cooked a little bit. And for the first time, thank heavens it wasn't by me, was by, some public office guys have been claiming that even though they have the theoretical knowledge of their respective engineering fields of specialties, the practical aspect of what they have studied in theory has yet to be seen. Now, here's the thing though. When you look at, do I mean by the real world versus what is written? Take international law, for example. The right to self-determination, if you're going to take prisoners of war, they have to obey the Geneva Convention and you have to, you can't execute them, you have to feed them. But we all know that the reality is that in any armed conflict, anything goes. I mean, executions take place left, right and center. No one gives a hoot about, the Geneva Convention in a military conflict. Which is why I say, I think it's safe to point out let's go back to the fraction of Chinese history. Anyone that have read a fraction of Chinese history knows that there is something the Chinese call 100 years of, 100 years of humiliation or something like that. This is back, I think, in the 1700s or 1800s. And what happened was basically, for me to this day still points to the harsh realities of how the real world works. And that is, the change in seasons came with a cough for me. So on the bright side, I get to talk with my morning voice. Because when I don't have flu, I only get to enjoy my voice in the morning. But when I have flu and when I have a cough, well, it is stuck with me the whole day. Even though my chest feels like it's on fire, throwing a microphone and a show, you know, are you sure you should be doing a show? I mean, you sound like you're sick. Relax, on the bright side. I get a show of my slightly deep voice. So, let's talk about illicit drugs. Now, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime published a report back in June that statistics, and this is based on a global statistics of how the world of illegal drugs is doing in terms of what is going on and where. Now, which are the most traded and most traded drugs and most used illegal drugs, and in which region? And how much these drugs, like methamphetamine, for example, and and cocaine and crack cocaine, and and opioids, for example, which part of the world is being impacted by which drug the most, and in which specific time period? Because you have the report is split in different geographical areas, because you have Asia, you have South America, you have Europe, you have Africa. It turns out South America is a huge producer. Because when you look, look at the map, and there's a part of the map, because they produce like four or five, different reports. This report basically goes to show, which drugs are being produced where. And where do these drugs find themselves the most? And then you look at arrows that are coming out of South America. Jesus. Hey, yeah. Now, the reason why it's important to talk about this is that we are more often told that if you get hijacked by, if you get jammed or hijacked by a bunch of by a bunch of guys, you're coming from your chilling times at night, what you are more often advised is that whatever it is that it doesn't matter how fancy your phone is, how fancy your how full your wallet is, just give it to them. Now, I never really understood that, because I had, when we still had Wanda here, I think that was Wanda or Kelvin, but yeah, I think it was Wanda, that kept, pointing that out. And I never really understood that, because I was just listening to it. And then, after realizing actually, the motive behind, a lot of people, why a lot of people, adopt that lifestyle, you understand that most of these people are addicted to heavy drugs. So the bottom line is, you can't reason with them. You can't reason with an addict. You can't. What they're just now, even when they're holding a knife or a gun or whatever it is that they have on your throat, what they have on the back of their head is not a morality. What they have is, they're going to take whatever it is that you have, whether you like it or not. Even if it means taking your life, they're going to take it, because the main goal they have at this point is to sell whatever it is that they're going to take so that they can buy the next high. That, to them, nothing beats that. Not even morality of taking your life. Nothing beats that. So when you look at it from that point, you begin to understand that irrationality doesn't work here. It doesn't. Unfortunately, it doesn't. Irrationality is not going to work. Because while you are running on morality, they are running on crack cocaine. Believe me, that mentality is not a rational one. So if you ever get jumped, whatever it is that you have on you, that they're asking for, well, give it to them. because, well, they're just going to sell it and then they're going to be broke and then they're going to be out. Call it whatever you know, they want to call it, hustling anyway. So what then ends up happening is, is that more often, these people find themselves on the wrong sides of the authorities and commercial break.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Great news. Input just got even better. We have added brand new features to.
And welcome back. So, whatever they're asking for, just please hand it over. It's not worth your life. It's not worth your health. You don't want to, you know, just end up in a coma because you know, your phone was too fancy. Now, so made me realize all the stuff that Wanda was saying, that if you run into these boys, because it's mostly them, if you run into them, whatever it is that they're asking for, give it to them, because you are not, you are not going to reason your way out of this, because they are not operating on reason. They are operating on addiction. And addiction is one of the most unreasonable thing ever. Because now at this point, it's like you are, how do I put it? You're basically in slave mode. Yeah, in slave mode. Now, on the surface for me when I was looking at the report coming out of the United Nations. Coming out of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. Now, Angela May, who is the Chief of Research and Trend Analysis Branch at the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, pointed out something interesting during the launch of the report. Pardon me. During the 2025 World Drug Report back in June. And now, she said something fascinating, but now this is she basically said the following, that, the driving factor, and this is just more like a run through, because that's what we're going to end with. Don't forget that, at this point, it's very easy to ask yourself one question. What is one of the most, what are some of the most driving factors that is leading to a lot of people, resorting to illegal drugs? Because, it's scientifically proven and societally proven that, illegal drugs, there is nothing good about them. There's nothing good about them. You're gonna have a high of a few minutes, or maybe just pass out for an hour or two, maybe the whole, depending on how much of it you're gonna take. But, what it's doing to your body is nothing short of just you being cruel to yourself. We all know that. We all know that. Now, whether you use them or not, I'm not here to judge. But the point is, we all know that, the good times, or the drift off into dreamland, is just not worth what these heavy drugs are doing to your body. Now, but the statistics. Now, this is one thing that's interesting, especially when it comes to cocaine. When you look at this report, cocaine is breaking its own record, and this is something that actually got me cracking. Cocaine is breaking its own record. According to this report, when it comes to cocaine is breaking its own record when you look at the amount amount that's being on use, and the amount of cocaine that's being produced and being traded. Cocaine is breaking its own record. So at this point, you just can't help but ask yourself one question. We're adults, most of us. Why then would someone decide to take heavy drugs? Well, now just put in mind, this is based on global statistics. And this is also, it's and again, it's not a one size fits all. If I decide to take, for example, wake up today and decide to take some high, you know, high end illegal, assuming I can afford them because they're ridiculously expensive. The reason why I may decide to take drugs is not, you know, to take drugs may not be the reason why Dwight may decide to take drugs. May not be the reason why you may decide to take drugs. You could be going through some, you know, some financial problem, some financial problems. I could be going through the loss of a loved one and I just want an escape route. There are a lot, there are more than one reasons why people decide to take that direction. According to the report, the report emphasizes that the sporadic turn in global geopolitics that have shaken the financial markets, coupled with the ongoing trade policy uncertainties, Trump tariffs, the report emphasizes the sporadic turn in global geopolitics that have shaken the financial markets and coupled with the ongoing trade policy uncertainties, which are affecting businesses and long-term planning decisions. Now that part was made mostly with regards to not the reasons why people decide to take the direction of illegal drugs in terms of use, but in terms of trade and pushing. This is the stories that it seems to be increasing in frequency. With regards to how it's happening, and this is globally, and people that like to watch documentaries about border securities and airport securities, for example, may have come across a lot of these things, a lot of these stories. And now here's the thing. A lot of people that travel a lot will give you advice, especially those of us that are nice, that it doesn't matter how nice you are. Don't ever take a parcel from a stranger at the airport because you don't know what's in that parcel. Because, airport security is not going to listen to the excuse you are going to give them. Even if it's not yours, even if it was given to you by a very vulnerable looking old lady or old man or a very, you know, cute and cuddly kid that is just, you just can't help but, the innocent in this fell just in the face of this child that just melted your heart, so you decided to help him. Now, if anything illegal was found in that lunchbox or that package, for example, security is going to pin it on you. Now, here's the thing. In most Arab countries, being caught with drugs more often means death sentence. So you don't want that. You are most likely going to... security is going to take you to a holding cell, and that country's law is going to prosecute you because they will by default assume they are yours. Now, the thing is, the fact that these drugs are moving with shipping, these drugs are moving with planes, and it's very lucrative. It's hundreds of thousands in US dollars and millions for those that transport it. So, now, that's why the part of emphasizing that, they've been on an observation of increase in people, taking the direction of drug use. In terms, not really drug use, but drug pushing or drug selling. Especially illegal drugs. Now, when it comes to airports, or more like border security, there are people that have been known to be, that have now been duped in terms of, in terms of classification or in terms of naming as drug mules. Now, these are the people that you read about, and I think we had a case like that of one lady who was, one lady, a Namibian, who was caught with, over, over 100 and something, you know, capsules in her tummy. I think that was at O.R. Tambo. I think it was earlier this year. So the question now you'll be asking yourself is, why would she do that? Now, people have been caught, you know, smuggling drugs in a lot of ways. A lot of ways. Some of them pretend to be pregnant. Some of them just literally swallow them. Some of them try to, put them in their, in their hairstyles, or, just put them in their, in braids. Now, and this is, you are looking at jail time and in some countries, death sentence. But you still find heavy drugs in these countries that have death sentence as a punishment for anyone who is caught using, or transporting or selling these drugs. At this point, you're asking yourself, why? There's one harsh reality that a lot of us don't like to face. Some of the biggest drug users are very rich and influential people. Now, one of the things that was revealed in the Diddy case was that this freak-offs, aka this Diddy parties as they were known, before they went all Johnson & Johnson baby oil on each other. Now, anyway, before they went that direction, there's something... One thing that was revealed is that at the end of every of all these freak-offs, they had to bring in medical professionals to put these guys on IV, or what you call, drips, I think, to flush the toxins in their systems, because that's how high they were. Now, we are talking about someone who is so rich, they would just go to a resort and then book the whole facility because they have the money. And then you have a private party strictly by invite only, is because of what's being, done to the, turns out according to the Diddy party, the behinds of the people that are invited. Yes. But anyway, if that's or what parties are, then I'm so glad I just gave my weekends off, because just count me out. So, now, when you read a lot of stories that is coming out of the drug use media world, one thing that you see is that a lot of people that are high profiled are also implicated in a lot of very morally questionable things. I think it was in Vegas. Where last week, the police, the police in Vegas, conducted a sting operation of what they, of what they assumed was a human trafficking, mostly involving children, female children, minors. Now, one of the individuals that was arrested in these sting operations was a high official Israeli intelligence. You want to guess what he's in charge of? High-end cybersecurity expert. He's basically in charge of the internet. And you know what he does at the spare time, with his spare time? Child molestation. Homeboy was arrested, and before the police could even blink, he was released from the prison cell, and he was on a plane to Israel. To this day, there is still a lot of public anger going on in the US as we speak. Now, the Israeli government was like, well, no, he was not arrested, he was not charged. And then now, imagine being that police officer who conducted that sting operation only for you to, only for your operation to be disrupted by someone with high, who knows a guy who knows a guy who is more powerful than you. So this is the type of situation you're dealing with. Drugs is pretty much the same thing. The large part of the Middle East is very strict on drugs, but let's face the reality. Those guys are very rich. They are insanely rich. And most of the rich guys use a lot of heavy drugs. So they have the money to afford it. Which is why the market is a booming industry, because it's very lucrative, because the users have the money to buy. Just name your price type of customers that you're dealing with. Now, because of its lucrative design, you are seeing a lot of people that is, that are, you know, that are taking that, that line of work. And it's a very dangerous one. And they're adults. They know what they're getting into. It's a very dangerous one. Not only can you go to jail, like that's like the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, you can be executed by some countries if you're arrested with heavy drugs, and you can be shot by your employer. This is an illegal world we're talking about.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
It's time for the ShopRite Home and Appliances promotion. Upgrade your home and live in style with a wide range of products, like an Essentials 1.7 litre auto kettle for only 149 Namibian dollars 99 each, and a 24 litre Essentials mini oven for only 899 Namibian dollars 99 each. Don't miss out on these special deals and more. Offers valid until 7 September 2025. Only at ShopRite, the home of lower prices you can trust. Always.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And welcome back. So the question then is, if this world is this dangerous, why do people venture into that world? You can't call them dumb, because if you're going to be in that world, you can't be dumb and be in that world. You're going to die in less than 24 hours. So obviously, it's not rocket science to reach to the conclusion. It's not very difficult or rocket science to reach to the conclusion that despite all the risks that's associated with the illegal, with the illegal drug trade, people participate in because, they feel like they are put in a corner economic wise. And I'm so glad that the report basically, I'm not actually surprised to see that the report, the report reached the same conclusion. That, you have global geopolitics that have shaken the financial markets. And now, coupled with the ongoing trade policy uncertainties, we don't know which direction the economy is going to take next. You have markets that are implementing some type of protectionist type of policies, taking the direction, what Trump is, who is just throwing tariffs left, right, and center. And in the process, all these economic changes is impacting a lot of people differently. People are losing their livelihoods. People are now when people are losing their livelihoods, well, they are drawn to desperation, and desperation can make anyone do a lot of things they wouldn't otherwise do if it wasn't for that situation they were put in. So now, these dynamics, according to the reports, are creating new groups of vulnerable people, aka the people that are losing their livelihoods. Now, ranging from those who have lost their livelihoods in areas of industrial decline or increasing automation. So, look, I have to admit, AI is not something I expected to find in that report. It turns out, increasing automation, economic uncertainties, thanks to geopolitical tensions, and automation, these two are the main reasons behind why a lot of people are taking that route in terms of what they choose to do with their lives. Now, you are an expert in your line of work. You are an expert in your line of work. You went to school. You studied hard. You got your qualifications, graduated top of your class. Now, after 5 years of working for a company, you are dismissed. You are dismissed from that company, and you're told, "Well, from now moving forward, what's going to happen is, we have built this piece of software that is going to replace all five of you, so we have to let five of you go. Sorry, nothing personal." Well, now what ends up happening is, is that you have a lot of people that are experts in a lot of different fields, but they just don't have opportunities. And then with all those desperations of trying to make ends meet, someone approaches them and gives them an opportunity of, all you just have to do is survive this trip. All you just have to do is survive this trip. And by the day that you come back, you are going to have $200,000. Now, I'm not saying go and participate in this. I'm just pointing out, why it is enticing despite the danger. It's because desperation. Desperation makes all of us do a lot of questionable things that we would not otherwise do if we were not in that situation. And one of the funniest memes that that you find a lot on social media is especially in the world of comedy is there's this couple that made a TikTok video on it that where the guy asked his girlfriend or wife or partner that, would you allow me to cheat for $1 billion? Then she was like, sure. Absolutely. For $1 billion, I would allow you to cheat for $1 billion as long as you're coming back. Now, to which he responded reasonably that, why would you do that? He was like, well, you cheat for free. So if you're cheating for money, even better. Because I know that, well, when I'm crying, I'm going to be going shopping after that. Because when you cheat for free, well, I just cry and then don't go shopping after that. And it's just like, she has a point on this one, buddy. She has a point. So, desperation then. Desperation is one of those things that is basically pushing people that is, most of whom are at the wrong end of industrial decline and increasing automation. Those are the words that is used by the UN report on, 2025 World Drug Report. Yeah. And then, it becomes worse when they point out that, as more and more people flee hardship, in other words, the more that they try to make ends meet, instability and conflict, migration levels will surge in every global region. Now, instability and conflicts is also one of those things that's put out in a lot of countries that are politically stable. You know, the industrial decline and increasing automation is one of the reasons that pushes people in that line of work. Just put in mind that we are not in the part of use yet. We are the part of pushing and selling, you know, selling heavy illegal drugs, you know, selling illegal drugs. Why do people venture into that world? At least now, according to the report, as the armed conflicts begin to basically spread across the, across different regions of the world, what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to run away from these conflict areas. Now, that's something that I find fascinating though, because, what you are going to find interesting is that, God forbid Namibia is, finds itself in a civil war. Which is why I started with God forbid. A lot of people then will find themselves what? Running to take, for example, Europe or China, Russia, or, or the Middle East. You know, at least the peaceful part of it. You have to understand that when you find yourself in this region, there, you know, there's not a lot of things that you can do with your life. Because for one, unless unless you're there legally, there's not much that you can do with your life, especially to earn a living. So a lot of people then are left with not a lot of options, but to take the illegal way. Because what you think an arms dealer or a drug dealer will be looking for a work permit? No, they don't care about that. As long as you are selling the stuff and bringing the money, they don't care about, the whole protocol of a work permit. But all the legal lines of work now, they are going to have all this bunch of, questions that go that are going to ask, and there's nothing wrong with that. Well, you're gonna need some order, or you're gonna have disorder. So, do you have a work permit? Do you have this qualification and all that? The only thing that a drug dealer is looking for is, can you walk and hide the drugs so well that no one can see them? If you can do that, congratulations, you're gonna work for me. Those are the advantages. The requirements are not that high. No pun intended. Now, the consequences on the other hand, if you screw up in a legal line of work, worst case scenario, you get fired. If you screw up in an illegal line of work, best case scenario, you get fired. Worst case scenario, your boss puts a bullet in your head. So it's a very dangerous world to live in. But then again, which brings up the question of, that question over and over again of, why do people do these things? Just put in mind, we are not in using. No. We are in selling. Now, according to the report, as more and more people flee hardship, instability, and conflict, migration levels will surge in every global region. Many of these vulnerable groups will be a greater risk of turning to illicit drug market that is diversifying and becoming increasingly effective at evading customs and police. Now, you have to understand that there are not a lot of rules, especially one that are considered morally right in the world of, in the criminal underworld. Nope. These are the guys that tells you that, you are the judge. You are prosecuting one of our own. You are going to have to make this ruling, or we know where we know which school your kids go to. You know, when they say that, they are not being nice. They are not saying we are going to pick up your kids and then drop them off just the courtesy of, because you made a good ruling. No. Unfortunately. Yeah. Now, according to the report, people in conflict zones and post-conflict settings face heightened risk of being recruitment, being recruited by both drug trafficking organizations and terrorist organizations. That bad. People in conflict zones find themselves being on a recruitment list of these guys. Now, last time I checked, armed conflicts are spread across the planet. Now, because of that, this is going to be somewhat very tricky to tackle. Why? Because of desperation for the most part. If someone has been let go of their job because of automation or industrial decline, they become desperate for an opportunity, which puts them on their radar, on the recruitment radar of either terrorists or illegal drugs or even human trafficking organizations. If someone is in a war-torn country and they are running for their life, they are desperate as heck. No one is more desperate than one who is trying to get away from an armed, you know, from an armed conflict country.
The best connections and moments are worth remembering, don't you think? Grab one of our great-tasting non-alcoholic drinks, Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, anytime, anywhere. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Now, welcome back. So, one thing that people that are being let go from, you know, people that are losing their livelihoods, whether it's because of industrial decline, that's a way of saying that, companies are most likely to let people go than hire these days. Because, well, the economy is just, it's not doing wonderfully, contrary to the, you know, to the Ugandan finance minister, so, you know, video that went viral. The economy is not doing very wonderfully for a lot of people now. Because of that, people are losing their livelihoods. And then you throw in corruption in there. People are losing their life, their livelihood. And we saw that with the fish rot, when people were, you know, basically had to lose their livelihoods because someone could not, you know, get a nail cutter and clip their nails, Someone had, you know, super glue covered sticky fingers. So, and then you have people that are running from conflict ridden areas. Now, according to that report, these people are, you know, are more of an easy target with regards to recruitment for the, you know, not only for terrorists, but not only for drug, you know, for drug traffickers, but also for terrorists. What a sad world we live in. Now, look, on Friday of last week, the nation, especially those ones that, especially those ones in Windhoek, woke up to the news of drug-related gang fight, which took place in Agnes Street the previous night. That was, that was on Thursday last night, in Agnes Street in Kommersdal. Now, this is where you have somewhat of a sticky situation now, because gang fights usually involves one. Usually that's how fights work. You can't fight with yourself. How would you be punching you? Now if you have gang fights, that entails that you have more than one. That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. If you have gang fights, that entails that you have more than one gang group. Not a good fight. Now, according to the city police spokesperson, Marceline Murapo, the suspects were found with pangas, a firearm, and two Molotov cocktails. You know, that thing that where you put You know, you take a bottle and then fill it with a flammable substance. Take, for example, petrol, and then put a cloth in there so that and then you have to light it before you set whatever it is or whoever that poor guy that you want to set on fire. And that gang fight led to damage of multiple properties. They broke house windows, car windows. They even ended up breaking car windows of, of a car, whose owner had nothing to do with, call it a wrong time, being at the wrong time, at the right place at the wrong time. These guys were just breaking windows of whatever cars that they want. I mean, that they thought maybe of the person that owed them drugs, or maybe of a rival gang or something. But here's the thing, though. According to the police spokesperson, the firearm, pangas, and Molotov cocktails, those things were found in their car. But when they were arrested, they were found at a bar. They were just chilling like they didn't do anything. So they were just like, you know what, you know, we taught them a lesson type of mentality. Again, for a society, not a good sign. It's an interesting way of looking at it. Now, when it comes to the continent of Africa, according to the report, 31%, now that's the part that, this is 2023 statistics. Un momento.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run with Helmut, and we're here until the hour of 6, and the time is 22 minutes left to the hour of 6. So before we continue, let's take a live read. This is a Vilvicha live read. New short courses available. Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education. School of Science Program. Certificate in workplace dispute resolution. Admission requirements: grade 12 senior certificate or equivalent NQF level 4 with a minimum of 18 points in five best subjects and a D symbol in English, or a grade 11 certificate with a minimum of 22 points in 5 subjects and a D symbol in English plus 2 years relevant industry experience is required. The course cost $5,500. Application period is 1 August to 31 August 2025. For more information, call 061-225-463 or 061-225-462 or email admission at wu.edu or email admissions at wu.edu.na. Vilvicha University, where everyone is an achiever. So back to the United Nations statistics, specifically the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. Now, according to their statistics across the world, and this is statistics based on The information that was gathered based on the 2023 statistics with regards to drug addictions, basically, around the world. Not drug addictions per se, people that are suffering, people that are undergoing treatment because of drug-related, illegal drug abuse, of drug abuse-related health problems. Just, you have to understand, these heavy drugs are going to take a toll. And these are just not, the plant-based ones. The most, the most potent ones is, that have been observed to have some of the worst, consequences, especially health-wise, are the synthetic ones. Just in comparison though, but they are both deadly. Synthetic or organic, if you can, if you wanna, go with that way. Now, women in treatment, women that are undergoing treatment because of illegal drug abuse, related problems, in Africa, 13%. Of women are going through that. Asia is 8%. Europe is 20%. The Americas, this is the North and South, they're 32%. Oceania, now look, I expected the Americas to be the highest, but it turns out Oceania is at 35%. Now, the Americas with 35%, with 32% did not shock me, because, well, South America is producing a lot of it. The organic ones is producing a lot of it. Now, people under 25 of age in treatment as of 2023, based on the 2023 statistics that the report was used. I mean, why they didn't use the 2024 statistics beyond me. Now, you also have to understand just how difficult this information is to gather, because no one is going to be like, well, I'm being treated for this because, well, whatever it is that you're going through medically is considered by a lot, if not all countries, as something that's confidential. So if someone uses or gathers that or takes that information without you, without your permission, you can sue them for invading your privacy. So, people under the age of 25 years of age globally who are in treatment, who are receiving treatment because of illegal drugs related health problems, South America, 50% of South Americans under the age of 25. 50%. Jesus. 50% of South Americans under the age of 25. Undergoing. Now, you have to understand that you are beyond addicted at this point. You are beyond addicted to the point where you need medical help to go through, to basically, rehab, or for you to, to deal with the addiction to the point where you don't need the drug. Your system does not rely on the drugs anymore. Now, for Africa, on the other hand, 31%, according to the 2023 statistics, 31% of Africans under the age of 25. 31% of Africans under the age of, under the age of 25 are going through medical treatments, professional medical treatments, because of health problems they are going through, emanating from the use of heavy illegal drugs. So basically illegal drugs. And then, from Africa, now on the first place you have South America with 50%, under 25. On the, in treatment. And you have, Near and Middle East, South Asia and Southwest Asia with 35%. Africa with 31%. Central America, Central America and the Caribbean, so 30%. Australia and New Zealand at 25%. You have Southeastern Europe with 22%. Eastern Europe with 18%. North America with 15%. Western Europe with 15%. East and, you know, East and Southeast Asia with 13%. Central Asia, on the other hand, is 4%. That's interesting. That's, you know, very interesting. Now, for Africa, on the other hand, not just for Africa, you know, at least for, you know, for Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. Pardon me. There is just a change in seasons. We are going to take a commercial break, then we'll continue on the other side. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run, and this is Eagle FM. Stay tuned.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features.
Welcome back. It's the 20th and it's happy salary week and congratulations. Welcome back to Home Run. We continue. What type of drugs are commonly used in which part of the world? I'm just gonna focus on Africa here. It turns out, for Africa, 32% of, you know, of the main drug, like the main drug that is consumed on the main illegal drug that is consumed, in, you know, that's consumed across, you know, different regions of the world. Primary drug of people in treatment in 2023. Africa, for Africa, 32% of people that are undergoing medical, you know, that are undergoing medical treatment because of, drug-related health issues, the drug that caused the health issues they're dealing with, you have 31%, is caused by cannabis, and you have, amphetamine type of stimulants, or ATS, as they're called, affecting 4% of Africans, and opioids affecting 31%, and cocaine with 3%, and you have other drugs, because they have there are a lot of different types of drugs out there, a lot of illegal drugs, and the illegal drug world is a very creative one, so they keep coming up with a different ways of making people high. So they are coming up with different concoctions. Yeah. Every day they are coming up with a new and more high and deadly one. You know, one that will knock you up, not up. Thank heavens, at least for that. It will knock you out just after one snort. Now, what are opioids? Opioids are a class of natural semi-synthetic. Semi-synthetic meaning they are partly processed. Semi-synthetic and synthetic, and synthetic drugs. This includes, now that's according to, the National Institute of Drug, of Drug Abuse, NIH. That's American. I think now this includes both prescription medication used to treat pain and illegal drugs like heroin. So illegal drugs are used in hospitals in moderate. Morphine, that's used to numb pain in hospitals, is the word morphine is from the word Morpheus. I think was that the Roman or Greek god of sleep. Now, you know what it does to you. Now, opioids are addictive use of opioids, either by themselves or in combination with other drugs, is a major driver of drug overdose crisis in the United States. Now, the vast majority of overdose deaths in recent years involves illicitly manufactured fentanyl. That's a problem that the U.S. is having right now. And potent synthetic opioids. This may be added to other drugs without a buyer knowing. In other words, you could be thinking, well, I'm just buying... And this is very common in, this is very common in things like hubbling. Unless you're the one that made it. Yeah. Don't make that mistake. Otherwise, then you'll be snorting something that you'll be going. That can be regular hubbling. But because, well, whoever paid for it made sure to add on something that is specifically for them. Now, the thing is, women, gather around. You're up next in this report. Women in criminal justice system for drug offenses as of 2023. Oh dear. Now, in Africa, hang on a second, where's Africa? It's Africa. Oh dear. You have Oceania, America, Europe, and you have Asia. Now their statistics here doesn't seem to have Africa. That's because, well, if you want to gather information, just get it yourself. Now, but the thing is, there've been quite an increase in women participating, especially in the moving of drugs from one part of the world to another. Formal contact with the police, and you have people that have been prosecuted, and you have people that have been convicted. Women in the criminal justice system for drug offenses as of 2023. Now, globally, drug trafficking, 10%. Drug possession and drug use, 12%. Women prosecuted globally for drug trafficking, 10%. Women prosecuted for drug use, 7%. Women that have been convicted for drug trafficking, 7%. Women that have been convicted for drug use, 6%. It's interesting. Now, a percentage of type of drug offenses among people in formal informal contact with the police, and you have percentage of types of drug offenses among people convicted in 2023 in Africa in 2023, 26% were convicted for drug trafficking. 26% of Africans were convicted for drug trafficking in 2023. And 74% of Africans were convicted of drug possession and drug use. That means, as in everything again going on in the world, we are consumers. Drug trafficking, 26% conviction in Africa. Drug use, 74%. What that shows to every drug user, every drug dealer who is reading this report? Because it's available online. They know, well, there's a market in Africa. There is a market in Africa. This is interesting. Now, for the Americas, this is where, this is basically North and South America. For them, the statistics are somewhat very interesting, because 57% coming out of North and South America were convicted for drug trafficking, not use. Only 27% were convicted for drug use. 57% were convicted for drug trafficking. In other words, They're making money. They're not getting high on their, you know, on their own supply, or more like their supplier supply. Nope. They are moving it for money. And it's the same with Asia. You have Asia now. Asia is somewhat of an more of almost the split, because for Asia you have 47% of people that were convicted in 2023 for drug trafficking, and only 51% of the of them were convicted for drug use. Europe and Africa are somewhat same WhatsApp group. For Europe, 31% were convicted for drug trafficking, and 63% were convicted for drug use. Ouch. This is interesting. Ouch. Now, when it comes to the supply, it's fascinating to they produce like five of these reports. The one that I'm using is is titled Special Points of Interest. Special Points of Interest. Now on page it's more of a PowerPoint presentation. On page, where's that page number? On page 15 of it, there's a very nice graph that shows how drugs are moving and where most of it is coming from. And South America is littered with destinations, more like sources where the drugs are coming from. Basically, South America is supplying the whole world. And South Africa is just right there next to, well, so, and everything that finds itself in South Africa, it's going to find itself. On the African continent, South America supplies South Africa, and interesting enough, I did not see that coming, Ethiopia, Angola, you have Nigeria. Egypt and Libya. And also South America supplies the entire Middle East, which is why I started by making the point that the reason why this industry is a very lucrative one is because some of the biggest drug users are very rich and high profile and respected individuals. Now, these guys, they have the money to pay the highest price for these things. They're the ones that are making your loss, unfortunately. And speaking of which, loss is one of those things that was also pointed out in the launch of this report. The rule of law, if it's not strong enough, you're going to have, a world that is just running mad. And there are not a lot of errors. There are not a lot of errors going into Russia and China. I wonder why that is. I swear. I wonder why that is. And but Europe, Europe can buy this stuff because over 70% of the drugs that is leaving South America is bound for Europe. By that, I mean mostly Western Europe. Mostly Western Europe. That's a lot of it. Now, what I just find very unbelievable, like literally unbelievable, is that I don't see any arrow going to America. But they also produce a lot of theirs synthetically, but anyway. Now, at this point, it's very easy for one to ask themselves, where are the lawmakers in this? Well, where are the authorities in this? Oh, it's simple. Let's go to Spain now, shall we? And yep, here we are. Now, Earlier on, I pointed, earlier on in the report and also in the launch, it points out that, the illegal drug trade is, illegal drug trade is, is a cash cow for a lot of organized crime units, of a lot of organized crime organizations. Now, at this point, you're asking yourself one question, where are the police in this? Where are the immigration officers on this? For one, you have to understand that that world does not operate in the world that, with rules that you and I operate with. These guys deal with murder, blackmail, you name it. So, or just straight up bribe. Bribe, murder, blackmail, they do it all. Now, I can't prove the murder and the blackmail one, but I can prove the one for bribe on the other side of the break.
That iconic taste of Heineken, loved in Germany, Amsterdam, Argentina, and Namibia. That crisp and balanced taste of Heineken, loved around the world. Enjoy that refreshing thirst. Only made possible by Heineken's unique 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear.
Welcome back. When it comes to how the the illegal drug trade world operates, and why it's very lucrative, even here in Windhoek, for example, we have heard of cases that are associated with heavy drug use, and people have ended up behind bars, and more often, these stories are coming from fancy locations. The stories are coming from fancy locations. There are people that have ended up losing their lives. Remember that there's one lady that was unfortunately found dead in her apartment, and her car was found in Rundu. That story involves one very interesting family drama I don't wanna ever get one involved in, and also a lot of drugs. So, more often, people with money are the reasons why this is a thriving industry. Now, when you look at it from that angle, you begin to understand just why solving this problem is basically like trying to empty the Atlantic Ocean with a tablespoon. It's not gonna go well. Now, if you just want to understand some of the biggest drug consumers, watch the PDD trial. The videos are still all over the internet. You just understand why they call them freak-offs. It's like, it turns out when you have a lot of money, you just organize a whole weekend, book a whole resort just to get wasted and get as drunk as possible and then get blackmailed in the process. Now, one of the driving factors of, over why the people are getting into this world is mostly desperations. It's either they are trying to make ends meet, economically, or the, you know, economically, because they, you know, because of lack of opportunities, because of a heavy automation that's going on around the world, or it's because they are coming from a war-torn country and they find themselves in a totally foreign country, and they don't have any other means of making an income. So when someone approaches them with a deal of making an unheard of amount of money, they're obviously going to go for it. This brings in immigrations. This brings in Africans in diaspora. This brings up a lot of stories over, it's not rocket science. If you can't feed your kids, they are going to go to the neighbor's house. And I know African parents really don't like that. But it, until they find themselves in a position of power, then they don't mind seeing their people drowning, literally swimming across the sea, trying to get to a different continent where they think might be opportunities. Why is it very difficult to clamp down on this? Well, that's because this story came out last year. Now, Euronews last year reported a story that was very fascinating, especially with regards to the to the drug motion, with regards to how drugs move from how they find themselves, why you find all these heavy drugs across the planet. It's because not only are they being used by a lot of highly influential guys, people with a lot of money, like we'll end with the PDD case, but also they are for one, it's super lucrative. That's what that article from Euronews coming out of Spain proved. And that a lot of high profile guys in the law enforcement are involved. Now, Euronews reported a story coming out of Spain last year that the Spanish authorities arrested a gentleman by the name of Oscar Sanchez Gil and his lover. That's according to Euronews, not me. and his lover. And 15 other people. Now, first of all, let's just say, look, when I read that story and read the Namco bail hearing, I was like, hello. People are hustling with, people are meeting in relationships and hustling together this time. You know, this whole thing of, you know, one of them becoming rich and then you just marry. That's not working anymore. No. These days, we are hustling together. We meet broke and then we hustle together. Legal or illegal, we're hustling together. Just say, don't do any of that. Don't do any of that. At least don't do it because I gave you the advice. Now, Mr. Sanchez and his lover were arrested. And now, here's the lucrative part of why this industry is massive financially. The Spanish authorities found 20 million euros in the walls of the house of Mr. Sanchez, Oscar Sanchez. Now, before he was arrested, was the head of the fraud and the money laundering division. He was the head of fraud and money laundering division. That's like Paul Snow being arrested for corruption. Everyone will be like, aren't you supposed to be fighting it, not, participating in it? So, now, 20 million, that's 411, now, according to today's exchange rate, that's 411,990,320 Namibian dollars. 411,990,320 Namibian dollars. And among with other things that was found in that case was that at this point you're asking yourself one question. He may be the head of fraud and money laundering division in a developed country, but you don't make all that money from a salary. How the heck did he make all that money? Obviously by letting things slide under the carpet. Turns out, the biggest problem why this world is a very difficult one to clamp down on is because of how much money is involved in. If you were approached with that amount of money, I mean, you are the chief inspector guy at the border, and there's a truck that will be coming in 2 days that will be moving some kind of illegal stuff. Now, the owner of the cargo, as they like to refer to it, approaches you 2 days in advance and tells you that, okay, you know what, I need a day that you will be on a shift so that I can move my drugs across undeterred. Now, if you help me do that, I'm going to give you $400 million. Just breathe. Just breathe. You are not telling me, just be honest with yourself. Are you really going to say, ah, no, well, that's illegal. Well, I'm not gonna. We know you are going to say yes with before that sentence is going to be completed. So, look, the bottom line is that industry is huge and they have the money. They're willing to pay. That's the good part. The bad news is they're also willing to kill. Literally, they're willing to kill. Welcome to the world. Welcome to the criminal underworld. Now, Euronews last year reported the Spanish authorities and the Spanish authorities arresting of Oscar Sanchez Gil along with 15 others, including his romantic partner, who was also a police officer. That's the part I almost missed. Who was also a police officer. You have the head of fraud and anti-money laundering division, who is, screwing a police officer. Together they have a combined unregistered undeclared net worth of 20 million euros, aka 400, make it 500 million Namibian dollars. You can't make that money on a police salary. They wouldn't be having police officers if they were able to make that money. Because they'd be like, okay, what's the point of being a police officer? Now, at this point, you're asking yourself, why was that money hidden in walls? It's simple. You can't walk with that amount of money in a bank, to put in a bank account, because you'll have a lot of questions to answer. First of which is, how do you make that money? So he decided to stash all of it in the walls. Now, here's one thing that Oga police officers here doesn't know. A lot of high-profile individuals that are involved in this world, criminal underworld, they are known to hire top-notch accountants to help them launder that money so that it finds itself in bank accounts as clean money. There are a bunch of documentaries on, that associated with that. I would take you through it, but we don't have time for that. No. Step one, just open a shop that no one walks in, but it's always open. And, you don't have customer, basically. But that shop never closes. Never runs out of business. I know. But, in 2 minutes, just to wrap it up. This world is going to be a very difficult one to clamp down on. And, when I read the article, pardon me, when I read the article about, the gang related fight that took place in Comasdal last week, I couldn't help first of all, thank heavens I don't go out a lot. Second of all, Namibia and South Africa are among us the world's most unequal countries. You know what that means? It means a lot of people are desperate for an opportunity. Now, that brings me back to the point I made earlier. The desperation is driving people into either using these drugs or selling them. Clamping down on that means you are going to have to make a lot of strong laws. But that would just be like the tip of the iceberg. Making laws and executing them are two different things. To execute them, you need the right people in the right positions. You know, the people that are willing to say no to $400 million. Good luck finding those ones. You're waking up every day, Monday to Friday, you go to work. You get paid on the 20th, once a month. And you make $2-3 million a year. Someone approaches you with $400 million. If there's one thing that we have learned from Donald Trump, you know, from the Qatari giving a, a commercial airline sized private jet to Donald Trump, is that anyone is bribable. Just pick the right price. Just pick the right price. Anyone's gonna, look. If there's a police officer that's going to be approached with $400 million and they go like, I can't do that. Now, you have to understand that there's a good reason why you shouldn't do that. Because once you start, there is no stopping. You can't just accept the $400 million once and then call it a day. No. Those guys are going to keep coming looking for you. And when you say no, that's when they will tell you, we know where your wife does her nails. We know where your, you know, we know where your kids go to school. Now you are stuck. They're gonna keep paying every time they move their cargo across. What you do with that money is up to you. When you get caught, if you get arrested, that's on you. All they know is, at this border, we have this guy. Now that $400 million is not looking very enticing anymore. It's not. It's not. But that is basically the report that came out of the United Nations with regards to, 2025 World Drug Report. Africa, in both legal and illegal things, we are consuming more than we are producing. That's very insulting. But this is where I park the bus. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. I think the problem here now is for anyone who is in public office, by that I mean the government, the biggest problem they have to deal with is how to alleviate the economic inequality, to make sure that people are not shoved at the at the wrong end of the economic spectrum, where they are put in a corner, where they are made more susceptible to be recruited by these guys. Illegal drugs worldwide. The United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime published a report back in June, looking at the drugs that are more often used, and how many people have been arrested across the world, different parts of the world, how many people have been arrested and prosecuted, and how many are receiving treatment from health problems that are arising from drug related issues.
Yeah.
It turns out Africa, we consume more drugs than we produce. Other parts of the world. I thought it was just legal things. It turns out even when it comes to illegal things, we consume more than we produce.
Wow.
Ah, land of the brave. Well, here's where I park the bus. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. HD takes over from here. You all have a good one.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima. Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.